This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I was excited. I mean, listen, this has been like the worst kept secret, but we just didn't know when they would possibly play again. And again, we don't even know what they're going to be called officially.
I thought it was official already was my problem. Like, I saw the news today and I was like, I thought we already did this.
No. I mean, we knew the expansion bid was in play. And I think we all kind of understood, like, if Dan Gilbert decides he would like a WNBA franchise, Dan Gilbert's going to get a WNBA franchise. But like having like one, it being firmly defined, and then two, just having them talk about it, have a date on it. And I mean, they were nonspecific about the name thing, which is a whole nother conversation. But yeah, I mean, that was we kind of were beset by a ridiculous amount of news today. And this one, of course, is the one that's going to get buried with the LeBron stuff and the Guardians weekend and all that. I think it's a really cool moment. I'm really excited to see what they do with it, because I think where they're entering the NBA is far different than the WNBA that they left back when LeBron took over, like 2003.
I like that they're at least first up. It's kind of surprising it takes until 2028. I don't know anything really about what goes into like an expansion team for the WNBA, but I am surprised it's going to take three more years.
I'm so glad he said that, because like Golden State was announced maybe 2 years ago and they're already back. And then Portland and Toronto, I think they were announced last year and they're coming in 2026.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it would take forever.
So I don't know if that's the Cavs have something. And by the way, this does pay credence to the fact that when, you know, the announcement of Gilbert trying to sell 15% minority stake of the team, I think this might be the thing that he's kicking that money into.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the three teams that were added were worth $750 million. You got to pay a $250 million tag to get in when the league just a few years ago was valued at $1 billion.
And so I do think, like, you look at this.
How about that for WNBA?
Do you want the Rockers back, by the way?
It seems like people really care about that being the name. And so because of that, I'd say sure.
So I'm a little, one, I was, I okay, I did not watch every single Rockers game growing up, because they were incredibly hard to find on TV. But I did. I was actually a Rockers fan because they were slightly more competitive for the Cavs for a couple of years there. But like the whole reason why they went away was Gordon Gunn didn't feel like he had the financial resources to make both great. And with LeBron coming in, he shut down the Rockers to shift additional assets to the NBA. So I was always kind of bummed that we lost that. And where I've really noticed it, though, is the last couple of years watching the NBA go from you'd be lucky if you had a $50 million valued franchise to now, I mean, we've got, I want to say it's three or four franchises active in the WNBA that are $400 million or above.
Yeah, so what's interesting to me about the name in particular, though, is the idea that it felt like for the longest time, anything that Cleveland did, people just kind of scoffed at being associated with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Or anything at all with that being the theme. But then so many people want to go back to Rockers. And I understand the history there, but it does fly in conflict of that general thought.
I'm of the group of people that's like, hey, it's cool. It's a nice thing. But like, you don't get to, you know, you don't just show up at the Rock Hall one day and see Keith Richards smoking a ciggy.
Yeah.
But
it'd be cool if you did.
So one, I do like the tie back to the initial franchise, which I don't think ever should have went away. The second one is just go down a rabbit hole of what you should call a team right now. It didn't even have to be WNBA, but I did this for the Cleveland WNBA team. None of them were good.
Like, I names mean, you wanted?
Yeah, like, well, no. Like, fan-submitted names. What should we call the team?
Oh, because when we did this with the Guardians, remember, like, the Spiders obviously got a lot of attention. And I just kept telling people, like, that was when you won the least amount of games in baseball history. But, like, the Spiders was...
Today it'd be fitting.
It was predominantly, like, everyone wanted the Spiders. To the point where I was convinced they were just going to cave and make it the Spiders. So I'll be interested to see. I mean, right now it seems like everyone wants Rockers. But if you make it a name and it's not that, people get on board with it.
I just also think we're really, like... There's hit or miss. The only league right now that is really nailing the names is the NHL.
Oh, yeah. The Kraken.
That's great. Honestly, I really wanted...
They're cool logos, too.
Was it the Abominable Snowman? I can't remember what...
The Yeti.
For the Utah team. It was the Utah Mammoth.
It's fun.
That's a pretty strong name, even though it's not the Yeti.
It's not Yeti, but it's pretty good
but
still.
But the problem is, like... Actually, you know what? I'll give the W... Like, the Golden State Valkyrie is a pretty badass name. No, you know what? I'm going to say, I think I'd give him a chance. But if this was an NBA, MLB, or NFL team, you know it'd be a stinky turd like the Pelicans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pelicans are cool, man.
No, when has a pelican ever been described as cool?
Tin Cup, when he goes in the barroom scene and hits the 7-iron through the entire bar and then knocks the pelican off the ledge. Pelicans are, that's like peak pelican.
Okay, name a set. Yeah, 1996 was peak pelican.
It's peak pelican right there.
Yeah.
Pelicans are cool. They got like a unique shape to them. They're not just normal, but then they're also, they still fly. They do the whole thing.
No, you're talking
pelicans
out your
kinda,
ass.
Pelicans
no,
are kind of
fun.
No,
you are talking out your pelicans ass. You don't believe
are,
a damn thing about no. pelicans.
I always thought no. a pelican was kind of cool.
No. Hey, they got a shape of the face.
Yeah, it's unique. It's
no,
different?
How you're many too things good can they fit arguing in there? For a living.
I don't know.
To then give that weak ass defense. Well, the Pelicans are actually cool.
Tin cup and a 7-iron through a bar. That wasn't good enough.
No, defend the
that
animal.
Was peak Pelican.
Defend the animal because the animal that was a trash ass defense of why Pelicans are cool.
I don't need an animal to be a badass in order to have a team named after him.
Yeah, I want.
It doesn't have to just be a. It doesn't have to be a yeti.
I want a limp-wristed animal. Give me. Give me the bottom of the food chain instead of the top.
Pelicans
It's
cool.
The Cleveland Minnows. Yeah, that's what I
maybe,
want.
Maybe Pelicans are more feisty than what you're giving it credit for. I gotta figure this out.
Can you give me the Cleveland Prairie Dogs? Actually, Prairie Dogs are pretty okay. What's the little bastards that are always in my
Cleveland Prairie Dogs?
That has a whole different connotation.
It doesn't have to be a mean animal in order to make it work.
Isn't that the
Pelicans,
point?
No, Pelicans
Cubs,
are Pelicans are fun.
Tigers, Bears. Trying to think.
You're just doing like a Wizard of Oz thing now.
No, that's Lions and Tigers and Bears. The Lions. That's another one.
That's all it is. It's what seems tough and badass. Okay, great. Let's do that.
Okay, Hornets. Ouch, they stung me. What is the least intimidating sports team name?
The Hornets look kind of badass, though. Well, their logo always look kind of cool.
No, Hornets aren't. My kids are terrified of Hornets. I know, because I dealt with a situation over the weekend.
The Jazz?
Okay. Well, heroin. Right? Jazz and heroin are synonymous. I was just saying, like, at least there's some threat there.
They were really lazy.
These guys
names,
are smacked out. Watch out.
Like, when they called them the Minnesota Lakers, it was like, what's happening here?
They're going to play in 3/16th time, and they're gonna try and shoot you up. I don't know. I'm just saying, yes, the Jazz is not a good team name. But the point is, you should, if naming a team, you should go for something intimidating. Hey, it's the Cleveland Chipmunks.
I wouldn't want to get in a fight with a Pelican, I'll tell you that. You want to get in a fight with a Pelican?
I am not afraid of a Pelican.
I mean, I don't know what that Pelican's going to do.
It's probably going to be like, that's a large human. I'm going to walk away now. Can they even fly? Can Pelicans fly?
I think they can fly, yeah. I know they can fly. They flew in the movie, flew off the little wood stand that they were sitting on. Of course they can fly.
They're kind of the lazier flyers of all. 216-474-0092.
They just need better branding. It just got bad PR for a little bit.
Taking shots at Pelicans.
The team hasn't helped their case, by the way. The team has not helped out the Pelican branding.
Okay, I'll give it. No, Pelicans are not cool. I'm sorry. They're cool if you go
Mykonos
to the zoo.
Mykonos' bird. What are you talking about?
If you go to the zoo and see a Pelican, cool.
That's all you need. That's what it would be to take to be sufficient. It's like you go to the zoo and you're like, hey, that looks kind of fun. I kind of like the look of that. That's all you need.
So you're just, no. Because
you
that's
wanted,
in captivity.
You wanted an animal that'll just tear your head off as like the starting bar to being
yes,
an ape.
That's the analogy we're going for.
You wanted to play with if every NBA team logo fought each other, who would win at the end.
Yeah, okay.
You want the winner.
A Valkyrie versus a Pelican. I'm going to go ahead and say the Valkyrie are eating Pelican on any given night. 216-474-0092. Is bringing back the Rockers brand the only right move? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.